back?
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, well, it's too bad to have to go out on such a journey, but these things are necessary.
They all happen, that's right.
Sure, sure.
How are you doing?
Been pretty busy, you know, trying to do two weeks work in 2 days.
I know it.
But it's coming along. You getting all your stuff packed and so forth?
I need to work on all that.
There's much to do. It's
gonna try to pack some stuff tonight. I don't know. It's hard to figure out what to take, but
yeah. Well,
men are very fortunate.
Well, we have one white tie, I guess. But,
yes, one white tie, and the rest are all businesses.
I think that is, but.
But for women, that means short, you know, sort of dressy dresses, which are...
In Iran?
No, in Iran it's long.
Oh, yes.
White tie.
Yeah.
No, in the other places.
Other places, it's all short dresses. And incidentally, you don't have to... I take the same thing you take to China, because it's the weather. While it's warmer than China, it's still darn cool.
Oh, yeah, but it's a lot warmer than China.
Yeah, but I mean it's in the 40s to the 50s rather than the 80s and 90s like it was when we were there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although they say 69... and stuff like that, which sounds...
But in the south, yeah, but around Moscow, it's doggone... It's not... It's... You don't need to worry about warm weather. It isn't... The spring comes very late there, the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very late. Well, anyway.
It's
sort of a mix.
Yeah, it's funny, because it's the time of the year to wear lighter weight or lighter-looking things.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
But just stick something in.
Right.
Is Henry up there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Has anyone asked you about or told you? Herb Klein asked me to check this with you. Earl Mazo is just absolutely dying to go on the trip.
My God, we've taken it up, but we just can't get anybody to finance him.
Well, he is financed by this Woodrow Wilson, whatever.
We've been around the track. We're taking several, but we had to just scrape the bottom. You see, the Reader's Digest doesn't finance him anymore, and they've got two or three, and we've tried to do everything we could for Earl Rose, but you just can't do it. We just can't do it out of the government funds.
Well, no, it isn't supposed to be. Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars will take care of his expenses. That's where he is now.
Yeah. Well, if they can do it, there's no problem, and I think in getting an extra person, if we can...
Who should I talk with about it?
Well, just talk to Bob Paulman. Just say that, raise it with him.
Okay.
Because I know it's been raised, because I went over a whole list of people, and we've scrounged around and getting people on that normally couldn't go. I mean, some of them with the rates are a little bit less than the others, not much, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting them to do writing for various people. But in Earl's case, see, the trouble is, we just can't get anybody to write, because he won't get it done. You know what I mean? That's the problem with the Digest. They said, good, we'd love to, but we just can't justify it. See?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Bob.
If he's financed...
He says he is, and so does Herb say he is, so...
Well, talk to Bob. If he's financed, sorry with me.
Okay.
Okay.